A year ago, as the pandemic drove everybody inside, Delaney Thiel turned her focus to making earrings. She's Denina at the Baskin and Yupik from Anchorage, and she's the creator of a business called Cloudberry, selling indigenous beaded earrings, mostly on Instagram.
I just had such a good time just like beading and doing like all of these fun designs, and most of them I never sold or like it never came to anything, but it was so fun to like explore that side of things.
Soon, things started picking up, way more than she expected. Her social media following doubled. She had her biggest sale during the holidays last December, and she said she discovered a burgeoning community of artists creating throughout the pandemic.
I'm like blonde haired, blue eyes, very pale skin, native girl that doesn't look native. And so I think Cloudberry is just kind of like an expression of that. And it was just so influential in like me trying to figure out who I am as an indigenous person. And so I guess I try to like reflect that in my beadwork.
Thiel is among a number of Alaska Native earring artists who have found sudden success in pandemic times. Beaded earrings have always been a staple in Native fashion, but some say they've recently become in demand more broadly. It helps that they are a quick and stylish way to show up to Zoom meetings. For the artists themselves, making and sharing the earrings is also a way to connect to community and identity and culture. For Lisa Apengaluk, who is most known for being an ivory carving artist, the last year has been up and down. Before the pandemic, her jewelry business was already growing, but the pandemic supercharged demand. As soon as she posted pictures to her social media, customers snatched up her earrings in seconds. There were complications, too. For one thing, she got COVID, which brought her work and sales to a complete halt for at least 2 weeks. On top of that, the demand of her pieces prompted others to copy her signature pieces.
So for someone to have reached out to my followers and say, yeah, I can make that for cheaper, that felt a little dirty and violating to my work.
She said she's learning to roll with the setbacks that come with increased popularity, and business continues to grow. Kavahine Danner is an Inupiaq and Hawaiian artist and jewelry maker based out of Utqiagvik. She recently moved from Hawaii and used art to cope during her relocation. She used to sell in person with her business Kavahine Creations, but the pandemic canceled that. She found a robust market online, but being rural, there are special complications.
When we run out of supplies, we don't have a Walmart or a Michaels or a huge store to go to down the street. We have to order our supplies, wait a month, and shut down our shop for that month. Another issue is our internet bills for conducting online sales are like $300 to $800 a month.
Despite the expenses, social media is an essential connector, making the earrings she crafts in a 5,000-person community on the Arctic Ocean accessible to a wider global market.
I have been able to sell earrings and prints to different, you know, all across the world, which is super cool. I get orders from everywhere, Australia, different countries. And it's been a process learning how to make a living this way. But it's been awesome. It's been exciting.
Although the pandemic has brought on unique challenges for many, all three artists feel that it has helped them grow their online businesses. They say they look forward to creating quality work and supporting any other budding artists throughout the rest of the year. In Anchorage, I'm Alice Kaniklen.